WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at area high school events tonight.
The Richland Center soccer team is at Lodi tonight. Sugar River plays at River Valley. Platteville-Lancaster at Monroe, among the area matches. And in high school volleyball, there's a quad at DeSoto involving Ithaca, DeSoto, and Weston, and Seneca. Also, it will be action at Kickapoo Lafarge tonight, featuring Lafarge Youth Initiative, North Crawford, Wazika Steuben, and the host Panthers. And it's the opening night of the SWAL. Mineral Point plays at Southwestern in volleyball, Darlington at Iowa Grant, Cuba City at Fenimore, and Riverdale is at Boscobel. We'll have that match later on tonight on the radio. Coach Jesse Kinney, head coach of Riverdale, talked about her team not really having a leader. A lot of players that are capable, she says.
We are pretty deep all across the board. So they've done a really superb job at, like, understanding that your night is not every night. And thank goodness we have people in every position that can come in and take care of jobs when somebody might be off. So I've got a solid group of four seniors that lead the way, two senior setters. But then, I mean, we've got returning Zuri and Kira set last year. And then I've got Kennedy coming back at libero. And then we switched up some positioning. So now Macy is not a middle. She's an outside. But it's nice that we have height. We never used to have that consistently. So we've got all these kids and these couple sophomores that are pulled up that are sitting at 5'10", that are just, they're all sponges right now. So we're pretty deep, and I think it'd be hard to nail down that we really ride on one person's back right now. It's kind of a really nice balanced attack across the whole board for our team. So I'm hoping we can keep it that way so it's tough to defend.
Riverdale at Boscobel can be heard tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. JV action begins shortly, and varsity will follow on the radio. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
The Milwaukee Brewers will try to bounce back from a series loss against lowly Colorado when they play in San Francisco starting tonight. Aaron Chavalles gets the start for the first game. The Giants had some talented players like third baseman Matt Chapman, who just signed a contract extension. Despite Chapman's performance this season, the San Francisco Bats are ranked just 18th and the pitching staff has an ERA of 4.20, a little better than average for Major League Baseball. And you can hear the first game of that three-game series tonight on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 8:45, with the pregame starting at around 8:10. Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur says the team doesn't plan to put Jordan Love on the injured reserve. That's an indication that the quarterback could return relatively soon. Love injured his left medial collateral ligament in the final minutes of the Packers' season-opening 34-29 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles on Friday in Brazil. Love would have needed to miss at least four games if he went on the injured reserve. LaFleur says Malik Willis will start Sunday's game against the Indianapolis Colts if Jordan's not cleared. The MCL injury is expected to sideline Love for multiple games. Last season's opening 34, or last week's, or the 34-29 loss to the Eagles wasn't a good night for the defense, but one rookie stood out. Pro Football Focus reports Edgerrin Cooper made his mark on the game while playing only 11 snaps. Cooper had four tackles and one pass defense during the short time on the field. He was limited to because he was still recovering from a groin injury. That gave him the top defensive grade on the team, PFF did, and its analyst says Cooper can expect to be a starter soon and should apply consistent pressure from the edge. Two less lackluster performances in wins over Western Michigan and South Dakota are the main reasons the undefeated Badgers are two-touchdown underdogs against Alabama. The Crimson Tide is ranked number 4 in this week's college football poll, and Wisconsin isn't in the top 25. UW's air raid offense was expected to put on up bundles of points behind Miami transfer quarterback Tyler Van Dyke. Instead, he's thrown just one touchdown pass and scored one himself on the ground. By comparison, Alabama's Jalen Milroe has nine scoring passes in his first two games. There is one big factor. The Badgers will have a loud, supportive Camp Randall Stadium crowd urging them on. And WRCO Sports has been sponsored by